Joining us on the line from sunny Adelaide, our nutritionist, Dr. Dom Kondo. Hello, Dom. Now, we're talking about Easter. First up, we'll probably talk about the elephant in the room. You're in South Australia. That's where you're from.
Yep.
Your mum's brownies. Yep. What happened?
Mum's brownies. Well, do you remember when I was obviously with the cats, Mum made brownies, and we came to
Adelaide? For the players, yes.
So, you know, it's definitely not just unique for the cats. She does that apparently with every team that I end up working for. But she made her brownies, went absolutely overboard. I think I took back, a good couple kilos worth of these brownies, which is amazing. They are the most amazing brownies.
Now, I have to say, Dom, I have to say, and I don't know how security works over there, but I've just got this feeling that a rather short Italian lady shows up with a big tray of brownies and is at the gate going, no, it's all right. My daughter is inside. She's expecting these. You have to let me through. I've got a feeling it goes something like that.
So what happened?
Absolutely. Well, it's always that thing where, like, she wants me to give it to them before a game.
Yes.
But that doesn't quite work. That's just not what they should have before a game.
No.
So that was a discussion that, you know, I know that they're energy, but not the right sort of energy. So there was that little piece. And then it's always that thing where you think, well, you know, if you lose, should you really put out chocolate brownies? You know?
That
crossed my mind. But I did. It was Easter.
Now, Dom, I'm still stuck on the situation that you're Port Adelaide supporter, and now I've got another problem. You're actually trying to disagree with your Italian mother. These things don't happen, Dom. Sorry.
I know.
Crikey. So what did you do with the brownies?
They loved the brownies. Well, I put them out. I thought, you know what, they have to drown their sorrows.
It's Easter.
Comfort food. They're going straight back to Melbourne on the plane. They need something. Absolutely demolished them.
Oh, they
made
would've.
Them feel better. It was just good.
All right, Dom. Speaking of demolishing chocolate or brownies or whatever, we all did a little bit too much over Easter.
Well,
we overindulged.
I did too much chocolate, too much alcohol.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much alcohol too.
That's every weekend for Rox, but when you've got four days off, it just doubles the situation.
It's bad. I'm still recovering.
So, Dom, how do we get back on track?
Okay, so we're going to just quick reminder of what we said last week, but I think now that it's actually happened and everyone can see how much chocolate they have left in their house, because I'm assured that most people, especially with kids, do have probably a cupboard's worth of chocolate. You have to get rid of it. That's just number one, because you're going to keep eating it and there's no other way around it. And, you know, I said to myself, like I told you last time, Hot Cross Buns, chocolate, Easter only. I think I've had a few handfuls of different chocolates every night for the past 3 nights post-Easter, and it will continue. Now that I've left Mum and Dad's house, it won't be the case because it's not at home, but you really do need to get a plan in place, get rid of the chocolate, get your meal prep going. Don't just tell yourself that you're going to do it. Actually do it, because that's the first step. So I think if and once you do that, things can actually start to feel a little bit more achievable. But until you actually make the step, it's going to be hard.
Yes, I.
So the first thing is get back on the horse, as they say. Get rid of the chocolates. Get back to exercise. Get back to eating clean. And basically,
and cut the alcohol. Cut the alcohol.
Basically, once you fall off that horse, you dust yourself off and go okay, and you get back on the horse and you get back and continue the way you were going.
Absolutely. But the interesting thing is, it's so much easier said than done. We all tell ourselves we want to do it, but you actually just have to do it. You have to get a bag and you have to throw it in the bag and throw it in the bin. It's the only way.
That is absolutely. See, I did sort of a different strategy. I thought if I eat it all, then I won't be eating it. So I'll just eat it all and then it's gone. But I could only eat it all up until Monday, and then I had to drown my sorrows, of course, because of a certain game of football. But anyway, let's move on.
But the point is there. That's how 12-year-olds give up smoking. Smoke until they throw up and then they give up.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a nice in theory, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't work in practice. Dom, we are out of time. We have to get back on that horse, get back into the gym, get back into exercise.
And you've got to get back on that plane and get back to Victoria.
Yeah, hopefully it takes off. Something wants to keep me here, I think, but otherwise that's okay. We'll hopefully get back tonight at some stage.
All right. Good stuff, Dom. Lovely to speak to you as always.
Nice to speak to you, guys.
And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
It is Dr. Dom Kondo, our nutritionalist for the Richmond Football Club and Deakin University here
and
on the Catch Up.
If you want to follow her travels, just head to Dr. Dom at Instagram.
There you go. It is the Catch Up here at Bay 93.9.